Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
The reason we hold our palm branches is an imitation of the crowd that held the branches and boughs of the tree, shouting, Hosanna in the highest. At that triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus is stopped with his disciples and with the people of Israel was never higher. He had raised Lazarus from the dead after being dead and in the tomb 4 days. Lazarus came forth. And so this was the miracle of miracles, to raise somebody from the dead. And his reputation had spread, and people would come not just to see him, but they wanted to see if Lazarus, and also maybe they'd see another one of these miracles. And he comes into Jerusalem as a king would come to his people in the time of peace, riding on a donkey. If a king came to his people in the time of war, he came riding on a war horse. But when it was in peace, he came as a donkey. And so the King of Peace rides into Jerusalem to the shouts of Hosanna in the highest. But a few days earlier, he had raised Lazarus from the dead, and his disciples were emboldened by it. Wow, this is the king that we've all been waiting for. In a few days, though, Judas will have betrayed him. Peter will have publicly denied him 3 times. Only John would be at the foot of the cross with Jesus' mother, and the rest will have gone into hiding. How could this have happened? How could this have gone from shouts of Hosanna in the highest by the crowd to crucify him, crucify him? Fear. Fear of the great cost that comes with being a follower of Christ. Fear of the world and fear of its rulers. If we look in John's Gospel in the 20th chapter, it says, this is when Jesus first appears to his apostles after his resurrection. And it says, in that same day of the week at evening time, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. They were afraid. They saw what had been done to Christ, and they were worried it was going to be done to them also. And we contrast that with the attitude right after the raising of Lazarus. And Thomas is the one that speaks up when the Lord says, he says, I'm going to go on to Jerusalem. And the disciples say, well, you know, they're going to stone. They tried to stone you once. They're going to try to kill you if you go there. Come on in. Have a seat. Right here. They're going to try to stone you. And what does Thomas say? Thomas, who's called the twin, says to his fellow disciples, let us go that we may die with him. Wow, pretty bold when the Lord is among you and he's raised somebody from the dead and done all these miracles. They didn't really believe he was going to go there to die. They said, all right, let's go die with him. Okay? Kind of talking the talk, as we would say in modern times, but not able to walk the walk. The crowd could be persuaded to seek death for fear of manipulation by the Jews. It says in Matthew 27, but the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. That's what they were just persuaded to do. It was in their better interest to do that. Jesus had warned them on Palm Sunday that their love and their loyalty must be with him. Right after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, he tells them this, found in John's Gospel. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also, and if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. The call is to follow him. And you know, in another place he says, to follow me and take up your cross. To take up the cross. That's our obligation as Christians, and particularly Orthodox Christians, is to follow Christ and to pay the price. And there can be many prices paid. Small ones, such as the fast, right? where we give up some foods and we try to increase our prayers and our almsgiving and our gospel reading. But those aren't big sacrifices. We have to ask ourselves, what are the big sacrifices? They're when we do things contrary to the world. When we live in a certain way. We know that cheating on your income tax is kind of a national hobby, I think. But the Lord says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. We're not allowed to play in that game. We have to pay to Caesar that which is Caesar's. This is just one example. We talk constantly about what happens with Orthodox healthcare providers and being in a situation where they may have to provide abortions. And that's going to get worse, and it's going to come to a head. Because the new legislation that was passed provides for funding for abortions with public funds. So our Orthodox caregivers, I know one Orthodox Christian that I saw at St. George's when we were there for Vespers of the Lenten Sunday evenings. And not only is he a physician, he has three children, all of whom are physicians. And I tell you, I wonder at what persecution they will suffer. But suffer if suffer it is, then suffer they must for their own salvation. And we then also have to decide, are we going to follow Jesus or are we going to do it our way? And that happens. We don't like this commandment, we ignore it. And would still say we're good Orthodox Christians. There's something, we get invited to go golfing on a Sunday morning, right? Well, then God gets second place. No liturgy that Sunday, no giving glory to God. And sometimes, who knows what's going to happen with Christianity, because we are in a post-Christian era in America, and there may be persecution. But we have to be prepared. We can't go and hide like the disciples did. And what did they do? They were emboldened. How did they get out of all this, though? They were emboldened when the Holy Spirit came on them. That's what emboldened them. When they were received the Holy Spirit, they go right out, and Peter gives his famous sermon that was heard by all peoples in Jerusalem in all languages. But the Lord foretold all of this sacrifice. He says, I didn't come to bring peace on earth. He says, I've come to set a man against his father, a daughter against mother, daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be those of his own house. And he again says, he who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who does not take up his cross and follow me, he is not worthy of me. Wow. Sacrifice to lead our lives. So every decision we make, every decision has to be based on does choice A help me or hinder me in following Christ? Or does choice B help me or hinder me? And we have to make the choice that helps us to follow Christ. I was talking with Lash about the sacraments, and we're at the sacraments of matrimony. And Tandoga was there, wanted to hear what I was going to tell him. And I said, what is the purpose, the number one purpose of marriage? And that should be easy to figure out, because it's the number one purpose in everything we do. Increase our opportunity for salvation. If that marriage won't help us to become closer to God, that's not meant to be. That's first and foremost. And you'll hear in many other churches of the North, you'll hear all kinds of reasons, right? Make you happy, and companionship, and raising children, all of those are important. But the number one is for our salvation. And that's really the message today, is that we don't want to be found wanting when the trials and the tribulations come. And come they will. And the way we avoid it is by being buoyed up by the Holy Spirit, just as the apostles were once they were visited at Pentecost by the Holy Spirit. That's our goal today. The Lord said, what was the little prophecy, or the little prophecy that was said as he came in the gospel passage this morning? Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. Fear not. The Lord has come. The Lord is available to us in the sacrament of the communion, and we can be remitted of our sins through the sacrament of confession. Welcome. We're glad to have you. Have you been here before?
No.
Are you from around here? Okay. Are you Orthodox?
Yes.
Good. Where do you go to church?
Protection of the Holy Mother of God in Dover.
In where?
In Dover.
Oh, you're over there with Father Harry.
Okay.
Okay. Well, here. Make sure you get to hold your palms on high. And we had pussy willows again. This is getting harder and harder, I want you to know, to find pussy willows. All right, let's continue then giving glory to God.